As BP labored for a second day yesterday to choke off the leak at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, new government estimates showed the disaster has easily eclipsed the Exxon Valdez as the biggest oil spill in U.S. history. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles said it's too early to judge the success of the ongoing Top Kill operation.
We believe we did pump some mud down the wellbore. We obviously pumped a lot of mud out the end of the riser. That was very visible from watching the plume. But we haven't yet completed the operation, and that'll be done when the well stops flowing and can no longer flow to surface. And that's when we'll know we've had success with this phase.
President Barack Obama announced a series of new steps to deal with the aftermath of the spill yesterday, including continuing a moratorium on drilling permits for 6 months. We spoke with the managing director of Capital Alpha Partners, James Lussier, who specializes in energy and environmental policy.
Because BP has the resources and the technical information, really the best the federal government can do is oversee and direct. But the hands-on work to cap the well and to do the cleanup really is under BP's direct control. And that's actually a matter of law. The Oil Pollution Act of 1990 makes the responsible company the lead logistics coordinator, the lead agency actually doing things and so forth.
He's also going to the area on Friday.
Yes, this will be his second trip to the region. And he's doing two things. I mean, he does want to present the image of an administration that is in control on top of the subject and responding effectively. And he wants to present an effective response not just to the economic, to the environmental challenge of the spill, but the economic impact. So many people wonder what the president will say when he's there.